very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday. On Friday, February 12th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the serious factional fights in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Vanhu vari kuswera vakapfeka matisheti anzi Lacoste. Vakubvunzwa kunzi Lacoste inoreve vanza hanzi perfume. Ai, hatizi mari maka isusu. Don't abuse mutupo wa president. Mobudisa vana mapepa because this is public knowledge. We saw the pictures in the papers. Vana vakapfeka matisheti akanzi Lacoste akaimbrojwa neflag ye Zimbabwe. Hatidi kuabuse that flag. In a meaning, yeah, inoreva flag you. Let's not abuse it. Munodarirei. Kana vanhu vachikudai, regai vanhu vakusarudzi. Takatangangozvigarira isana mai mukabiso. Vanhu vakatiti tiri mafuza nokuti hatakanyarara. Mugoti unopiwa anyerere. Hatirege kutaura zvefactionalism nokuti iye zvino izvi zvatonyanya ende vanhu vachifurirwa. Ndoda kuti ndikudzidzisei kuti musanyeberwe kunze uku.
Remarks there by First Lady Grace Mugabe as the race to succeed 92-year-old President Robert Mugabe hots up in the ruling ZANU-PF party. Good evening, Zimbabwe. And tonight we are talking about that factionalism in the ruling party, Gibbs.
The First Lady Grace Mugabe has warned some senior ZANU-PF officials to stop all plots meant to force President Robert Mugabe to step down. Addressing a rally at Kanyemba High School in Chiweshe, Mazowe South today, Mrs. Mugabe said the First Family is aware of plots to bomb and intimidate the First Family.
Many analysts say Mrs. Mugabe was making veiled threats aimed at one of the two vice presidents, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is allegedly leading a faction better known as Lacoste. And of course, some say Mrs. Mugabe herself is leading a rival faction that is called Generation 40 or G40.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, I'll
stop for it. Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi, makasununguka kuti munge muchitifonera, kuti titaure bata murefu bata mfupi irikuitika mubato re ZANU-PF. Nasi amai Grace Mugabe. Havana kurova imbwa vakaviga mpini vanga vachitaura ivo kuti mubato mapindwa napongwe vachitaura mashoko anzi nevakawanda anenge anga akanangana nemumwe mutedzeri watungamiri wenyika Emmerson Mnangagwa. Zviri kunzi naiwo mai Mugabe nechikwata chavo hapana zuva rinogara rimwe richiripo. Nekudaro pane vanhu vari kunzi vakurumidza kumedza kutsenga vachada vachida kutora chigaro chava Mugabe. Ivo vamugabe vachiripo, amai Mugabe vativo muna 2018 vamugabe chete ndovachakwikwidza vakamirira iro bato reZANU-PF. Zvino hazvina kumira zvakanaka, Gibbs.
Iye kunjalo kuplesa inxa vanxoza mfodi. That word we are thunder call inxa vanxoza.
Yes, not manyama amire nero.
Yeah, I'll try that. Yebo kambe zvirukandaba lingalithona njani lapha likhona khona ngapoke ngamakhaya thina ngapha lo blessing siyaphila sibloko magama. Ye, esiqoka ngakho lamhlasi mzwile unkosikazi Grace Mugabe. Chingwa kunyongaza kubonakala. Uthi khona bakhona sebezama ukuthi babhewule uMongameli Mugabe, uthi bafuna umkhiphi esikhundleni yena saphila. Siyacabanga ukuthi kuthwani ke esintwini. Akulalanga eliphuma elinye lingakajoni. So ke uthi lapha sokulelinye ilanga elisithi tayi khona ngale sezama ngani liyaphuma. Yena ekhangela ukuthi lokho esesikhundleni umnumzana. So ke uthi lokho akumelanga kwenzakale. Kumele nxa kusenzakala ke uMongameli Mugabe abe nguye ozamela iZANU-PF ngo 2018 kukhetho lukaMongameli. Uphinde wakhuluma njalo lokuthi lokho kungani kudunga amanzi khona ngale kuZANU-PF kwenziwa ngumnumzana uEmmerson Mnangagwa. Labanye bakhe abazibiza besithi yiLacoste. So uti kubakona ngabe buzu uti katila koste le epalwe ema embe nkuyini. Uti bamtshela bathi i perfume. Kodwa uti kuphela amehlo akhe kavaleka ngaphezu. Akungeke kwaba i perfume uyabona. Uti kati perfume ngahamba le flag ngenjani. Nathi utaba mfowethu.
Aiwa zvakaoba hama wadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera pano pa Studio 7 Live Talk tichitaura mamiriro aita zvinhu mubato rezanu PF kuti imi munoona sei zviri kuitika izvozvi Gibbs. Because we want our listeners to call us so that we can talk about the worsening factional fights in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
Yebo sifuna ukuthi lisifone kwatesi zulukandaba nasi nombolo 0012026192077. Yenza iphindi namba le nxa ungela ballpoint nxa ufuna ukuyibhala phansi enhlabathini faka ikhandlela ukhangela bese ubhala khona ngapho nasi ke 0012026192077.
Yeah, of course, we are hearing this is actually breaking news that War Veterans Minister, or there was a call to expel War Veterans Minister Chris Mutsangwa, who is actually aligned to Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and there was also a push to oust the War Veterans Wing that is sympathetic to Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. I think we'll hear this if we manage to get one of our correspondents in Harare to talk about a press conference that we are hearing took place this evening at the Harare International Conference Center. Gibbs.
So far so good. We've got some messages that are coming on our Facebook page, and one of the messages is from Sakile Ne Otikona. Kanti yena ngumama onjani ongelazwelo lokuthi aphumuze umkakhe esitulweni sicela ukuthi amhambise kupentsheni akahlale phansi aphumule. So what Sakile is saying is that you know, Mrs. Mugabe should actually feel pity for her husband who is 91 years old, and make sure that he goes on leave, or he takes some kind of you know, time off or retire altogether, because she says he's now very, very tired. So then we've got another message from Michelle, who says, Mrs. Mjuru now has got the last laugh. You still remember Mrs. Mjuru was expelled from ZANU-PF?
Yes.
And she was accused of allegedly plotting to kill the president. That was before the elective Congress last year. So then we've got another message from Collins, who says, Mr. Mnangagwa has got only one card to himself, and that is going on exile. He must leave the country right now because they are going to do something to him. And then, of course, Kudzi, who writes, what comes around goes around. Stephen. Baba Stephen, unjani kona ape kole?
Ah, right now, deep.
Yeah, kusitshele ke nantu dabu ungathi ngalo baba.
Yeah, man, le intombozana le uGrace lo man, yes. Problem into abantu ba babayeke kudala ilukuvendlela ilizwe lithiwa iZimbabwe, igama labami eliyiZimbabwe leli. Kwamanje mayenza le nto akhuluma into ayifunayo, abantu baqala ukukhuluma ukuthi heyi lo mfazi lo ukhuluma lele lizwe lithiwa iZimbabwe elizwe labantu abaninzi kangaka, kukwenzeka lokhu. Kwamanje wenza into ayifunayo manje, uyayibona manje.
So okwenza ukuthi ayenze into ayifunayo kwezwa kwini kona?
Kwenza ukuthi uthatha ungathi lizwe lakhe, yo problem wenza ungathi lizwe lakhe nomgaso angithi uyabona.
Kwenziwa kwini kona?
Kwenza ngoba ilizwe labo angithi uyabona ukuthi umgabe ukuthi mamaka lo khuluma ukuthi maZimbabwe always malala abakhuluma khona. Bayenza into ayifunayo ngoba bathi iZimbabwe yabo.
Manje nxa usubona ingxaba ngqoza le ekuzana uPF baba Stephen, ubona ngazani iyangapi wona ngombono wakho?
Ingabangqoza izaba khona ngoba uLufenda ke uyabona kwamanje uMnangagwa uyahayi baba bafuna ukuthi ahambe futhi bazophinde bazolwa ngokwabo. So unongena le yakwaTsangirai le.
Aha. So ozangena kwabaTsangirai mbani manje?
Mina ngifuna ukukhuluma nendaba yakwaTsangirai ukuthi ngifuna angithi uyabona ukuthi naye uTsangirai ne. Uthathe imali uhamba la emahotela uyakhampeyina, abantu bathathele imali aporomisa abantu kuti la azokuti uzamara ukhuphi sizamnikeza le mali uthathe imali ulale emahotel ohamba campaign manje uyayibona if lo ulukwenzi umgabe mazwenze birthday abantu bazokhala kwamanje abakhali ngoba utsangela uthathe imali uhamba campaign uyakho
yes yawuza kakhulu kodwa besigxile kakhulu kuyena le udaba lolu lokuthi okwenzakala ku-ZANU PF siyakuzwa ulakho ukuthi wethule okufunayo kodwa uqedisa ngakhonokho okwezanu kambe ungaphosela kule kugcina usithini ba
kuzanu lapha kuzohlupha sharp man
hayi ke ube lempela viki enhle kakhulu Steven sibongile baba ye ukhanya Steven se ifoni yakhe simane yawa what Mr. Steven was saying is that you know, Mrs. Mugabe is doing what she wants because Zimbabweans have allowed this to happen. And she says, he says every time when Mr. Mugabe speaks about Zimbabwe, you know what he says? He says, my Zimbabwe. He says, that's one of the core problems that Zimbabwe is facing. And finally, he said, you know, it seems as if they want to expel Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa right now. And they're going to do it, but this won't, you know, address all the problems that are crippling the party.
I think we have our first guest, that is Mr. Clement Moyo, an independent political analyst. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you? Good evening, viewers.
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Moyo, what is your take on what is happening in the ruling ZANU-PF party?
It's the same old story, Mugabe dictating things and, you know, allowing things to happen because this allows him to rule Zimbabwe forever. People have no time to criticize him, but time to fight against one another. This is what is happening, and Grace is just doing exactly what the president would like her to do. I mean, the first lady is just doing exactly what the president would like her to do, going around confusing people all day long so that they keep on fighting against one another, and you keep on expelling some and so forth, changing them positions and so forth, so that they don't have time, strength to analyze things and criticize him properly.
Mr. Mugabe in the ZANU-PF circles is known as the crocodile. Is he going to survive this onslaught?
Mr. Mnangagwa.
If they want to expel him, they will expel him. But I don't think they will. Mm-hmm. But people around Mnangagwa will be expelled from the party.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yeah, masikakele lapha Baba Moyo siyakubona konke okwenzakala khonapha kuZanu kodwa izano ngokwazi ngokuyazi thina lapha kukhanya ngazani vele ihlala inje kaiza kihlale kungela kuxabana phakathi akuphosela koko lapho
iyenziwa ngupresident ngokwakhe ngabomo nxa efuna ukukuqeda lokhu umgabe uyakuqeda ngelanga eliyiwani ukulwa kwabo wonke khonoko ayisiyo nto enzima ngitsho ngicikile icane wento ikukhomba nje ngomuntu ukuthi wena problem hamba isiphele lokhu kure kumlungele lokhu ngokuya kusebenzisa anti babhizi kathe sibayalwa besenze njalo abanasikhathi sokuthi babone ukuthi kwenzakalani phakutelizwe lizwe libuswa njani baphethwe nje ngendingilizana uyabadiqikiza emlotheni uyadiqisa emlotheni njengomuntu osesamazambane lambili akulalokhona and akula nto abazayenza futhi uzabenza intando mchokotsho akuze kube angazi but uMnangagwa hayi uzamyekele njalo amgcine khona pha wasoza amenze lutho but abantu laba bonke abalandela uMnangagwa baza kukutsha
thank you very much ubambe khona pho ngayika channel so you are saying that the president is quite aware of what is happening so he's doing that all this in order to spend his political capital so at the end of the day he suspects that maybe ZANU-PF may expel most of the people that are supporting Mr. Mnangagwa, and let Mnangagwa be within ZANU, you know, as a way of having him in a striking distance to say, if you do something next time, we're going for you.
Mm-hmm. And now I think we are being joined by our Harare correspondent, Ivan Chifera. Ivan, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great. And Ivan, we understand there was a press conference in Harare. Tell us what transpired.
Yes, there were about 28 members of the War Veterans Association led by the Secretary for Publicity and Information, Comrade Mandishimene, and they've just completed it, announced the expulsion of Comrade Christopher Mchangwa, the chairperson, his wife, Monica Mchangwa, his deputy chairperson, Headman Moyo, and the Secretary for Administration, Peter Matemadanda, for a number of reasons. I think 16 of them, I've got the statement. Let me read just two of them.
Go ahead. Mm.
The first one is disrespecting the President and the first Secretary of ZANU-PF and the War Veterans Association, Comrade R.G. Mugabe, and the First Lady, Dr. Grace Mugabe, during his utterances in the press. Number two, disrespecting the President and the First Secretary of ZANU-PF and patron of the War Veterans Association by not following directives to mobilize, unite, and restructure the War Veterans of the Liberation Association. Then the third one, maybe for the last time, is disrespecting superior authority of His Excellency, the President, and First Secretary of our party, ZANU-PF, being the patron of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. And further utterances in the media, both local and foreign, using abusive language against other party and government officials. So there are about 16 of the allegations, and after reading, going through all the list of allegations, they said the four must be expelled from the party. They will also recommend the expulsion from government for those that have posts in government.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ivan Chivera, it seems as if, you know, maybe they are missing the target here. Where is Mr. Mnangagwa there? He's a war veteran and he's in that association, right?
In fact, Gibbs, before they read out this statement, they were singing revolutionary songs, chanting and so forth. And then, you know, Comrade Jimenez said it's saddening that of late we've been seeing, you know, enemies and so forth using comrades, you know, to weaken the party. Mm-hmm. They cited former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, Rugare Gumbo, Simba Makoni, Dumiso Davengba. So they say it looks like war veterans are being used to weaken and kill the party. And they said people like Tsvangirai are actually better because they've never been part of ZANU-PF.
Mm. Mm. Very interesting.
So did they say anything about Mr. Mnangagwa?
No, they did not mention Mnangagwa, but they said all comrades, they know that their comrades were selling out. They said this didn't start now. It started way back in the Liberation Front, Mozambique, and so forth. And they said suddenly that we continue to see this and say they've promised to flush out all those that they say they are selling out. But they didn't mention some of them by name. But it's clear that some of the names that you are mentioning are obviously targets.
Okay, muchidimbu tomboti neshona tisati akusiya Ivan paitwa ipo musangano nevamwe vakarwa hondo yerisununguko zvafamba sei
musangano wapindwa nenhengo idzi dzinodari makumi maviri nesere and the words not adzigutsikana nemashandire a chairman Comrade Christopher Mtsvangwa nemudzimai wavo Mai Monica Mtsvangwa vese inhengo dze association yema war veterans pamwe nemutevedzeri wavo va headman Moyo pamwe nemunyori anoona nezvekufambisa kwemabasa va Peter Matema Danda saka dzati vanhu ivava havasinazobata basa nemazvo vari kuzvidza mutungamiri wenyika nemudzimai wavo vari kutadza kuita basa vari kunyomba vachishoropodza dzimwe nhengo dzebato neassociation uyo vari kungodzingadzinga vanhu musangano vasingatevedzeri gwara nokudaro vati vaona zvakakodzera kuti vanhu ava havasi kutevedzera zvisungo zvakabvumiranwa apo vakasarudzwa kumusangano wavo wakaitwa kumasvingo muna 2014 nokudaro vati vanhu ava vanofanira kumbomira basa and uye vati ivo vachaisawo chikumbiro ichochi kuhurumende kuti pane ava vane zvigaro kuhurumende vanofanira futi kumiswa basa kuhurumende ikoko nekuti vanoti vari kuona kuti vatengesi vari kuwanda and uye vanoti vanhu vari kuda kuputsa musangano zvinosuwisa kuti vanhu varikuda kuputsa musangano vari kushandisa mawar veterans macomrades and vataura ivo kuti vakaona zvichiitika kutanga kuna navarugare gumbo kutanga kuna ana mai mujuru vana vadhumiso dhavengwa nana vasimba makoni asi vanotiwo vanhu vakaita sana vatsvangirai vemdc vandori nani nokuti vagara vasiri mumusangano wavo saka kutengesa kwavo kungativa kushoma pane kuri kuitwa nemacomrades
Gibbs uchine mwemvu
ye woti ke nkulume ngesintu lapo kukhulunywa ngumnumzana ke uchifera yena ongintathele sendaba yethu ose Harare uthi ke lapha zulu kade semhlanganweni wama Hovets khona ngale Harare labo kuphume khona isinqumo sokuthi uqotshwe umnumzana Christopher Mtangwa yena kade vele elwisana kakhulu lo professor Jonathan Moyo belwisana khonapho kukhangelelwe ukuthi kulabanye kade bezama ukuthi umnangagwa aqansa iphezulu khona ngale cine thatha isikhundla sikamongameli umgabe kuphinde futhi bathi kumele kuqotshwe uMonica Mtangwa ongumka Christopher Mtangwa esikhundleni sama-Hovets kuzobuya ke lo headman Moyo yena ongu-deputy kaMtangwa laye kumele ngokutsho kwabo kumele achaye phansi kuzobuya ke lo Peter Matematanda laye bathi ndoda soke isikhathi sokuthi ubuthe zakhutshaye phansi ye abantu labonke laba-ke betheswa umlandu wokuthi kade wani bathethisa abanye abakubandla le-ZANU-P F njalo behlokoza umongameli bemhlokoza khonapho-ke bengani bacatshile ngemva kwabanye kodwa besenza into ezingavunyelwayo so-ke sokuthiwa kumele njalo kuzaba lesicelo sokuthi uChristopher Mtangwa lo mngakhe baxotshwe kuhulumende ngoba benza ongavunyelwayo kodwa-ke nxa sikhuluma laye u-Ivan Chivela lapha usitshela ukuthi-ke umnumzana u-Emerson Mnangagwa kakuzange kukhulunywe ngaye kangako loba-ke kade kuhlatshelwa sibili abantu betshaya itoyitoyi besithi kumele kungani layo uyahlokozwa kancane kunjalo ke mfowethu
and Gibbs let's just take this opportunity to thank our Harare correspondent Ivan thanks for much so much for a job well done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That Harare correspondent Ivan Chifera, that is breaking news. You are hearing it for the first time here on Live Talk that War Veterans Minister Chris Mtangwa has been expelled from the party by a section of the war veterans and others. We have also been expelled by this faction of the war veterans, Victor Matemadanda, the Secretary General. In fact, I talked to him a few hours ago and he was saying they were still trying to map the way forward because I think events are moving very fast in ZANU-PF. Also, Headman Moyo and Mrs. Monica Mtangwa, we understand, has also been expelled. And I think now we are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Bernard Manyaza, a war veteran and former member of the ZANLA High Command, better known during the Liberation War as Paka Chipoera, rather. Mr. Manyaza, good evening. Aiwa, tirinani edu. Vamanyaza, tirikunzwa kuti munenge maita bata murefu bata mupfupi vamwe vachidzingwa muchikwata chemawo veterans. Muri kushamiswa nazvo here izvi? Vamanyaza, imboti ifambei pamuri hapasi kunyatsonzwika, foni yacho iri kukata. Mama akunzwika manje.
Hello.
Taura henyu.
Hello.
And
apa umurimo anogona kuti 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 kuti
not divided on everything here. We don't know what comes with him. I want to get done now. But the family has been done, the only season, as I need to get a week in, or a bit or after. What are we all saying? I feel no right. I was a bunch of the mind.
And Mr. Manyadza, Mr. Manyadza, at today's Meet the People tour, some are calling it that, or rally, the First Lady was openly attacking Mr. Mnangagwa. Do you think Mr. Mnangagwa will survive this?
I communication as it would be right or right on one or two at the moon have been the mechanic and of power. Those are who are going to keep their minds. Those are the people there. One thing of power, you know, you think of power because I know that. Comrades, Greece, under the Akari, I got that. I forgot to come. Comrades, therefore, for you, Makanda, who won't go. Makanda, but to my nan, for the opportunity to talk as we have. Now, I'm not going to go to Akari. Welcome to my nan. Thank you, Greece, that is Akari, I may talk. For that, that would be.
I want to note that Skrua Manyadza Ramba is a new Muri Parunari. Of course, Mr. Manyadza there is a war veteran and former member of the Zandla High Command, very senior official.
Very senior,
and essentially saying the problem started when Mugabe was appointed both first secretary of the party and also the president of the party. And now the post-independence move to say there's only one center of power in ZANU-PF, you know, so he's the alpha and omega. Everything rests with him. So he's saying that is where the problem started. Too much concentration of power in one individual, Gibbs.
Mr. Moyo, are you still on the line?
I am, sir.
I think we've been hearing Mr. Manyadza saying something very, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, maybe it explains why there are so many problems in ZANU-PF.
There are no problems in ZANU-PF. There are no problems in ZANU-PF. In ZANU-PF, you were just saying that Mugabe was made alpha and omega of the political party. His alpha and omega, that was translated into government. He can rule without a constitution. He is the governor. A cabinet minister in ZANU-PF's government is not expected to perform anything. It's simple things. Since praises from Mugabe, even if he makes mistakes he will survive. Like any other person that works for ZANU-PF, that's the same. As long as you sing praises from Mugabe, you're not expected to perform because everybody is answerable to him, whether you are who. Imagine with every person that means anything in the structures of government is appointed directly by Mugabe himself and is answerable to him. Not even a minister can challenge a commissioner of the police or a defense general, never. Those are Mugabe's appointed people. They stay Mugabe's appointed. Even the registered general is Mugabe's appointed person. That is the structure. He's alpha and omega. And so there's no problem with that. Those people that are trying to transform ZANU into some workable political party or transparent democratic party, they have a problem. And they will have a problem.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. And Mr. Manyadza, Navangwenya Variparunari, South Africa, Rambaye, New Makabata. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.